it does it now. It's the same. It's the same face, but it's older. That was Miami. That was 1995. I was in my 40s. So if you think that you're, you know, I think I look pretty good for a guy in his 40s, but then I would get some arguments. So welcome to our backstage pass. I didn't mean to start things off so ultra bitchin', but, you know. And I do appreciate you guys being here. Now, I haven't logged on, so pardon me. Well, actually, I am logged on by way of the, by way of my iPhone. Just so you guys know, I got Maria here at the house. Now, what the fuck? Where's Phil Henry? I'm talking in the goddamn pictures there. I got Maria here with me. She just had double hip replacement surgery. Does that sound like an old person disease? Well, I suppose in some ways it can be, but it's something that affects anybody at any age. It has to do with genetics. It also has to do with athletic activity, the amount of activity you're doing in your life with in terms of using those joints. And when I say joints, you know, I mean joints. So Maria went and had double hip replacement surgery. And I don't know if Jeff is with us, our brain surgeon, or any of our other doctors, of which we have many, watching tonight on the chat. But, you know, double hip replacement surgery ain't easy. But she went ahead and had it done, and we had a great doctor, Dr. Tajan of Thousand Oaks, California, did both hips, and today is like today's day 9, and she's out of the hospital, and she's recouping over here at our place, over here at the El Pacifico, before she heads back to her palatial estate in Westlake Village, California, with a swimming pool and a jacuzzi. All right. So, I'm not bearing her any, I don't bear you any ill will, my dear. Let me do something I've never done before. Let me log into my motherfucking website and find out where my chat folks are. So yeah, it was very interesting. And when I got, Maria was brought here by Catherine, her daughter, my stepdaughter, and Catherine's boyfriend, Dirk, a native of West Germany, Germany, who is also an Australian citizen. So that's kind of, you know, we'll just put that over here and we'll look at that. And no, nice guy though. Very nice guy, seriously. And we all got together and we played, how can we help Maria? And then what happened was the following thing. I took Maria out for dinner at a great Mexican place called Yolanda's. We had lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff to eat. And at the end of it, you know, came home. Among the things that I did have to eat, I had a lot of margaritas. Is that a bad thing? Is it a good thing? I don't know. I think we'll have to just sort of judge that as we go along here this evening. So, great to be with you guys. What I'm doing here is I'm stalling because I need to goddamn get this goddamn picture. Yeah, man. That's it, baby. Gregory Wendling checking in from Chicago. Gregory. Thank you, brother. I knew that if I invited a few people, you know, that's what I have to do. I have to invite people, and I don't mind doing that. I think that we need to kind of bring people. Here's Chris. Chris Cool, paid for by Phil. How you doing, Chris? Don McDonald, my alter ego, is Biff Barlow. Beautiful, man. August is with us. Rory McLeod from Columbus, Ohio. Here's August. What's with the two Germans, man? Are you a German?
Are you a clout?
There's Bryn McLaughlin, of course, our good friend from Australia by way of wherever the fuck it is. San Francisco. Wasey is here. Sloppy with your drink. No shit. I was thinking about that scene, Wasey, this week. I don't know why, but I was just thinking about how beautifully Yul Brynner played that scene. He played... It's 4th of July weekend here at the old El Pacifico, and you hear fucking noises. You can be just kind of, and you'll hear like, and you're, what is that, man? Is that like a firecracker or some guy being set on fire? I don't know. Phil, my daughter, Wasey says, my daughter was born on Thursday. We're moving to Spokane tomorrow, and life is awesome. Good for you, man. A new birth. in the BSP family. I'm very happy for you, man, and enjoy yourself in Spokane. My earliest memory of Spokane is relative to the LA Blades, because they used to play the Spokane Comets in the Western Hockey League on a regular basis. I must have seen the Spokane Comets play twice when my old man took me to see hockey. Look it up. It is a part of sports history. Look it up. No one can take that away from you. The Spokane Comets. Check them out. Ronnie is with us. Hello, Ronnie. How you doing? Here is Fret Buzz. Best to you and Maria. Thank you, man. He's in Salt Lake City. Alexis, so Thunder is Maria's nurse while she's at your place. Yeah, Alexis, because I'm down in the studio and Thunder is up in the presidential suite while Maria is just sort of going, oh, Christ, I don't know, you know. And Thunder is all going, meow, 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 meow. And I'm like, Thunder, you got to handle this shit, man, because I'm doing the chat. Oh, I just saw Thunder now go by the door. She's going outside. She didn't give a fuck. All right. Here's Kit Massey. Hey, so Phil, with her double hip replacement, now she cannot run away. Ha, 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 ha. Truth. Colby Jack from Oregon's with us. Hi, brother. Jeff, why but I'm not a gay. No, sir, not me. We're going to get into Jeff because that's my first stop this summer on our Phil Hendry, tour of the BSPs. You know how I'm going to get in the car and just go? My first stop is Dr. Jeff. I'm going to get pictures. I'm going to get video. I'm going to get statements. I'm going to get full dossiers. I'm going to get depositions. It's going to be beautiful. Yeah, congratulations, Wasey. Luke D. sends his congrats on. Beautiful thing, man. Now, I need to know more about your newborn, Wasey. Male, female. Oh, your daughter. Okay, what is her name? Whither goest thou, man, in the American night? Who said that? Whither goest thou in the American night? Who said that? Your quiz tonight, your American literature quiz. Rory McLeod is with us, screaming. I just think that's great, you know. Rory McLeod's with us this evening, and he's screaming. Frank, let me see here, man. I gotta expand this shit, man, because this ain't no good, man. Frank says, will Maria be bringing in some bean dip before the end of the broadcast? So happy she's recovering. I don't know if she will, Frank, but I gotta tell you something. When we went to dinner tonight, the very first thing she said to me was, I feel like something cheesy and beany. And I said, that's kind of against the Catholic religion, isn't it? She goes, I'm talking about Mexican food. And I said, oh, okay. So we went over to Yolanda's where I was valet parked by the two guys that were the greatest guys in the world. I tipped the dude $5. And when I came out, he goes, I said, that's my car there. And he goes, that's his car, man. Fuck it, man. I can't start the fucking thing, man. It's the wrong fucking key. Oh, no, wait a minute. This is the right key, man. I said, he said it's the wrong key. No, no, boss. It's the right key. So that was that exchange. It was fantastic. I love those guys. I love those guys at Yolanda's in the beautiful city of Channel Islands Beach, California. And also, I just want to say one thing. The term boss, I know a lot of you older guys get this. Do you guys get this? Hey, boss, no boss, you know? And I understand it's not meant disrespectfully. I understand that. But it is a jail term. And I don't know about you, but it's a little, you know, it makes me uncomfortable. Hey, can I get car number 3? Okay, boss. And I'm like, wow, I got myself, you know, a jail punk. And I don't know that although it's not really a jail punk term. I understand that. But I understand that, you know. How do you know that, Phil? All right, let's see. Here's Wasey. Yes, sir, they are the Spokane Chiefs now instead of the Spokane Comets. Brother, you are living large, man. Congratulations, Wasey. And now you got to send us pictures, because if you don't, you know what happens. We all get depressed and we feel left out. Mike Nickus is with us from Salt Lake City. I live on the west side of Salt Lick. My neighborhood sounds like a goddamn Beirut the entire month of July. No shit. Same thing with our neighborhood. What is it about certain neighborhoods where everything, or is it every neighborhood in America, you know? Because tonight, before I went on the online with you guys, it was all like boom, 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 boom. And the cat was flipping out, and the cat was looking at me like, why have you done this to me? I would have just as soon been euthanized than for you to bring me to this shit can neighborhood. I'm only kidding. And then she trotted off to eat a mouse. She never know. Here is Chris Kunl. Hey, Chris, also in Salt Lake City. Chris, how do you pronounce your last name, brother? I don't want to carve it up. Kevin's with us. Hi, Kevin. Hi, Phil, from Superior, Wisconsin, next to Duluth, Minnesota. Yeah. So you're across the lake. I'm thinking, man, I don't know. Rory, I love Bob Green trying to golf. You ever heard of a bicep curl? Well, that's the shit that I take when I golf. A lot of people, not necessarily me, but a lot of people say, hey, man, do you ever do any push-ups or anything, man, so you could get that goddamn club around? Luke D., a lot of Utahns here tonight. Yeah, we got a lot of Utahns because they are a loyal group. Here's Andy driving home on the highway. BSP chat on the dab board. Best wishes, Maria. Thanks very much, Andy. Where you at? King Cap, Maria's on painkillers and Thunder is on catnip. That's the truth, brother. She's on some mighty massive shit. She's on Percocet. And interestingly, I don't know if anybody that works for CVS is watching or will or ever would ever give a shit, but CVS or any drugstore, when you say to, when someone says, hi, I'm here to get a Percocet prescription, we're out. We don't have any. Can you tell me when you get it in? I don't know. Can you tell me any other pharmacy that has it? No. Now, I know the law says they can't do that, but my suggestion and my request would be, keep a fair amount in stock, you fucking cheap assholes. I don't care if the shit goes bad on you. Because what you're dealing with are people in serious fucking pain. Serious pain, man. And when you stand there with the goddamn shit-eating grin on your face going, I don't think we have any, sir. No one reads that as anything other than fucked up. So I would, you know, very earnestly request that you keep the shit in stock. And, you know, we went over there on the 3rd of June, and I went over, I think Maria went the first time, I went the second time, I said, hi, do you have a Percocet? No, we're sorry, sir. Okay, that's what I heard. When will you have it in? We don't know. And the question you want to ask then is, are you a pharmacy? I mean, can you just tell me what you do for a living? So then I said, well, can you tell me any other pharmacies? No, I can't. Why not? I can't ask ahead. They won't tell you. I can't call myself. No. And this was me with the pharmacist. I had a cocktail and I was like, uh-huh. All right. Question number two, as she leaned on the counter with 16 people behind me with fucking polio and yellow fever. All right. Bernie G's with me here. He said, Gallant attempted golf today. Bernie and I played golf online. I sucked. He was great. But Bernie, you practiced that game. I don't know that fucking game. The game that I'm playing online, never mind. Bernie kicked my ass today in whatever the fuck that is, Bernie. What is that game? It's like Candy Crush Golf or some shit. Anyway, it was cool. Apathy with us, 2673, he's hanging. David is checking in from Elk Ridge, Utah. Kevin, I haven't been on in a while. Come to Superior, Wisconsin. I'll bring you out to my cabin, ribeye and bourbon and campfire. I could use that. I ain't kidding you. The only problem is I don't need the forest rape. You know, in other words, I'm pinned to a log. I can't use that. But the rest sounds fucking great. I'm serious, man. Sounds fucking great. Thank you, Kevin. And you know that we kid here, right? You're not. Okay, good. August, Robert Frost, ? Here is Kevin again. I haven't been on. Well, I already saw that. Oh, Jeff. Hey, Phil, I would fucking love that. I will take you to eat fantastic Mexican food. Would be great to visit with. Oh, fucking A, man. Who the fuck you think you're talking to, man? This goddamn summer, as soon as I get the shit out of the way, as soon as Maria's home, my ass is in Sacramento. I'm having dinner with Dr. Jeff, otherwise known as Herb Sewell, one of the famed members of our forum. And we'll have dinner, we'll take pictures, we'll take video, we'll take graphic video, we will take graphic, grainy 8mm film. It will be kind of weirdly edited with a kind of a fucked up title and a weird ass, you know, and then it'll be sold at your local wherever, out of the trunks of cars. Jeff, I'm there, man. Don't worry about it. And I know that you're not. Mike Nickus, Eric Dickerson, ? As an answer to what, Mike? Allie's back. Look, the fucking Allie is with us, man. She Allie messaged me today on Facebook. She said, "Hi, Phil. I've got a few bills I have to pay. There's sort of a hierarchy of bills. You're way down at the fucking bottom, Jack. So forget that. I won't be talking to you in a number of months. However, thanks for nothing." And here she is. I'm fucking around. I know she didn't say that. Here's James Kaufman, my brother in, my second brother up there, my second white brother in Montana. Phil, does Thunder know who you are if you talk in a character voice? No, she doesn't. She thinks I'm that person. I'll say, "Hi, Thunder, this is Bobby." And she'll start to do, you know, a dance. She'll get up on her two hind feet. "Thunder, where are you?" She's split. She thinks this whole thing is weird. Bradley, hey, are you doing a stop for the BSPs in the Monterey Santa Cruz area, Phil? Would love to buy you a drink if you're in the area. Fuck yes. Fuck yes. I can hit you up, man, on my way to see Jeff. Is that a beautiful thing or what? Because I'm planning on taking, like, you know, a number of days off. Now, you're asking yourself, oh, great, are we going to be missing our shows? No, because I'm going to be doing it, yeah, on the old cell fucking phone. Yep. I will be doing specific and exclusive podcasts and videocasts for you all who are Backstage Pass members. Here's Rory McLeod, General Jameson, Kim Massey. Is one of them subversive, shaggy-haired beatniks? What said that about the American Night? Yes. Kip, it was Allen Ginsberg. Kip is asking me, who said, "Whither goest thou" in the American Night? And it was Allen Ginsberg. Wasn't Kerouac, but it was that's a very good pick. Here is Chris, who says, it sounds artsy-fartsy. It was. Paul Dentino, my uncle just had his hip done. She's going to have much relief if you forgive. If you'll forgive that. Yeah, you know, Paul, she is. We had dinner tonight, and I sort of toasted her. I said, you know what? This is for you, man, that you came through all that fucking bullshit. Because she went through some badass pain, man. And while she was doing that shit, she's going to school. She's doing this. She's doing that. So, you know, it was pretty heavy. And she had a great doctor. A guy by the name of Dr. Tijan from Thousand Oaks, California, who's a fantastic hip replacement guy and knows it, because when he came out of surgery to tell me how she was, and then he was walking away, and I said, "Thanks again, Doc." He did one of these. You got it. Just kind of the over-the-shoulder thing. So this cat's, you know, he's a superstar. Jeff, thank you, man. You know, whoever's up there in SAC, it's okay. I figure when you live in a town called Sac, you know. Here's Wacy. Her name is Olivia Winter, 7 pounds. Wacy's daughter, Olivia Winter, 7 pounds, 1 ounce, and completely healthy. God damn it, if that ain't the best news in the world, man. Congratulations, brother. Well, my philosophy is this on newborns. We really should only congratulate the parents when the newborn leaves the nest at the age of 18, 19, whenever it was. We really shouldn't be congratulating. But I have a sense that you're going to do a great job with her, man. And congratulations, buddy. From the Phil Hendry Show. A thumb up. Here's Bryn. Wacy, conga rats. Hugs all around. Beautiful thing. Mike Nickus giving congratulations. Frank, I despise the term. I despise the term pause. What is it about that? Hey, Frank, I'm with you on that, man. What is it about that, you know, that is almost like offensive, right? Because it seems to me, it sounds like I'm some fucking chain gang dude, you know, or so. Hey, boss, what's up? Hey, man, I'm just the guy that purchased $5 worth of gasoline, man. I'm not the cat at the end of a fucking high-powered rifle. And some dude with a funny-looking hat going, "Should I go out and catch him, sir?" Yeah, go right ahead, man, y'all. You know, okay. Jeff, giving congratulations to Maureen. God bless her and you and your... is that to Wacy, Jeff? Who was that? Here is Jacob. Hey, Mr. Henry, long time. Did you bail on Vegas, brother? No, what do you mean? Did I bail on Vegas? Rory, it's a jail term. Yeah, like the saggy like the saggy pants means you're available for anal sex. What a dick. You're right. It does. Allie, Mr. Hendry, I love all of the cocks behind you. Here is, I'm going on. Wacy. Thanks, Jeff. Jeff, hey, Phil, if you visit, I'll make a portrait of you out of tongue depressors. Thank you. I will expect that. Bernie G, love the smell of gunpowder in the morning. Chris, Kanal. Thank you, Chris. The pronunciation of Chris's last name is, Kanal. Kanal. Chris Kanal. He's our new brother here on the Facebook, on the goddamn Phil Hendry Show chat. Kevin, Superior, Wisconsin, across the St. Louis River from Duluth, Minnesota. They're both at the southwest tip of Lake Superior. Thank you for that. So they're way down the goddamn lake. Cool. I thought that Duluth was further up the thing. Okay. Well, man, I'm brother. It's great to have you with us. You know, when I was in grade school, Tim Metcalf arrived. And Tim was a nice kid, but he was a very soft-spoken kid. He had freckles, and he had this, you know, Catholic school uniform, and he had glasses, and he kind of looked like this. Hi, my name's Tim Metcalf, and I'm from Duluth, Minnesota. And he had transferred, or his father, the family, whatever the fuck, they were there. Because every year, there was a kid from, like, Mark Daigle. He came in from Boston, Massachusetts. Tim Metcalf, he came in from Duluth, Minnesota. There was another kid that blew in from, Brian Shashir. He came in from Louisiana. So all of these kids, and a lot of them I became really good friends with. And one of them was from Duluth, Minnesota, Tim Metcalf. So life can be a weird and dull thing. Hey, Phil, checking in from Houston. Jonathan's with us. James Kaufman, Allie. I don't know, you were a foul fancier. Rory McLeod, Percocet perks you up. Yeah. Hey, Rory, Maria almost didn't get her goddamn fucking Percocet, though, you know. These fucking, like I said, if you're a CVS, whatever the hell you are, what's the point in not keeping something in stock? Do you understand that that's a pain medication? You know, someone's coming from the doctor to you, and they're saying, the doctor says, I need Percocet. It's a pain medication, and the pain is excruciating when they prescribe that. So when you say you're fucking out of it, I got to say to myself, you don't give a fuck about the people that come to you for pain relief. I mean, what else? How else can I, you know? Here is Alexis. Can Thunder go on the Phil Tour too? Your cat is awesome. Thunder, yo. I could bring Thunder with me, and she'd be cool. She freaks out at new people, but then she warms to everybody. She travels well. As long as I'm with her, she kind of, you know, basically Thunder does this. She looks at me and goes, is this cool? And I'll go, it's cool. And she'll go, yeah, I'm there. So Michael is in Toronto. Hey, brother, I'm going to be in Toronto sometime this month because I have to visit my cousin Fran, who's also having a goddamn, she's having knee replacement surgery. What can I tell you, man? We've reached that time of life. You know, the baby boomers, in addition to fucking the country up with all of their goddamn bullshit, also need to have their hips replaced. Here is Rory. Says Thunder is doing the Saturday cinema. Where are you, Thunder? Allie, my cat's been shitting outside the box. I think the litter and deodorizer is too strong for him. But guess what I paid for? So just shit in the box until I can get new litter. Hey, Allie, you know what it is, man? It's not cleaning the fucking box. Oh, you might want to take a scoop to it and, yeah. Fuck if I know, man, but I'm sure you're a good mom. Rory, Phil went to the dry cleaners trying to get pills. James, pain management is serious business. Wake up, lame. Well, no fucking shit, these motherfuckers. Maria's on her way into sleep right now. She's got her pain meds with her right next to the thing. I mean, you guys know if you've ever had that kind of surgery or if you ever had that kind of injury, you know, deep fucking, you know, injury to the joints, to the bone, whatever. It is painful as fuck, man. And these cats say, well, we have pain meds. Okay, lay it on me. you know, and your mindset is like this. I don't give a shit if you think I'm going to be a junkie. I'll deal with that shit. Give me my fucking meds, man. Otherwise, I'm going to come up out of this bed and you'll never, you'll never play surf music again. So, Kevin, Phil, I used to get major buffering with the old website chat. This is my first chat on the new site, and so far it's very smooth. Kevin, we've done some adjusting. I'm not sure what it is, but I do know that I talked to the guys, and they dropped some links. They tightened up something here, something. It's an interesting thing about websites. You can, like an automobile, you can tune something here. You can tighten something there. You can stick your finger in something else. I'm just joking. You can, and the next thing you know, you have a website. Justin, hey, Phil from, hey, how you doing, buddy? Justin in Long Beach with us tonight, man. Bernie G. Hey, Bernie, Golf Clash, what's the name of your game, Phil? Well, look, what does that mean? But Bernie and I played Golf Clash this afternoon. He kicked my ass. I mean, kicked my fucking ass. I know what you're saying. The game that I'm playing, Bernie, is, I'll tell you right now, it's pretty complicated. I'm sure that it will be something that you'll find rather, well, not to your liking. The game that I play, Bern, my brother, is WGT Golf. See, it's got one of them cool fucking logos and shit. Yeah, check that shit. Check that shit out, man. You know, it's heavy. And then what I do is I play, I'm also ranked amateur now on the site. And you can play, like, for instance, I just played Pebble Beach. Oh, help me. And then I played Kauai Island. And then I played St. Andrews in Scotland. So, you know, it's a little bit more. I'm kidding around, man. But that's the game that I stumbled upon. And that's the game I thought you were playing. Fred, the old lady making President Roosevelt crawl to her for companionship. One of the funniest ever. James Coppin, here in Montana, there's a 50-50 ratio of fireworks and firearms on the 4th of July. Duck and cover. That's us right here in Ventura County. Steve Bozell fell into the goblin. Steve Bozell fell into the goblin runoff. August, be careful, Phil. After your visit with Dr. Jeff, you may come back a little different. Maybe. Allie is laughing. Wacy, Phil, I just emailed a picture of my daughter. Oh, out of sight. You guys, we're going to get a picture of, I'll give you a picture here of Wacy's daughter. This is a beautiful thing. Oh, shucks. Can we get, oh, damn. Let me see here, man. I thought I could copy and paste Wacy, but let me see what I got. Oh, fuck. This is Outlook, and I don't have that, man. So let me see something here. It's an email account. Let me see what I got here, man. I could get Jane to send it on over to us. Wacy, what you need to do, brother, if you don't mind, hold on, I've fucked my whole computer up. Wait a minute. Are you sure you want to quit? Yes, I do. Get out of here. Wacy, here's what I want you to do, man. Is there any way that you can just send me a link to a photo bucket or any other independent sort of resource where we can check it out? I know you sent me one to service. I can't access service that readily. I have to go through our service guys. And I'm doing this right now. I mean, I literally would be sitting here typing. I think that's kind of boring. So, although God knows the rest of what I do ain't all that exciting, but I don't know if Jane is over there or not. I don't even have a password to that, I don't think. Thunder, what's the password to service email? You don't know? Okay. Well, you do, but you're not telling? God damn it. I really want to see your daughter. Well, I'll tell you what, brother. If you have the opportunity to send us a picture over at the website at philhendryshow.com, that would be great. If not, I totally understand, man. We'll get it. Don't worry about it. And I'll just have to post it. I'll probably post it during the week. You know. All right, man. Let me see what else we got here. See what else we got. George McFly, Vegas. Kevin suggested, instead of a full hour alternate shows, Elcott, Bob Green, etc., make a half hour shows with commercials like a regular broadcast. More variety in the hour if you're doing the alternate podcasting. Just a thought. Good thought. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. Jonathan Alley, I have a lot. I have, LOL, too hard to resist. Rory, get butted there to fix the computer. Hey, gamers, anyone taking advantage of the Steam sales so far, says Allie. Allie ain't going to be with us for very long because she can't afford a subscription to the website, but she's on here talking about gaming? I'm kidding. I'm fucking around. Seriously, I'm kidding. Jeff, John, I'm going to go fishing with her. That's our brother Jeff in Sacramento, who's a brain surgeon and who needs brain surgery and who we will visit very soon. Jeff, Bunny is shacked up with Herb. King Cap, looking forward to the fireworks show this year in Japan. Where do you see that, King? Are you in, is it Tokyo Bay? Do they have it right over where Godzilla came out? I'm joking. But, you know, I'm sure you get that. Those jokes are like old. I'm sorry. Bryn, we've got some memory foam for me to sleep on here in Perth in addition to the futon. It surrounds me with its tentacles and slowly sucks out my nutrients. Best purchase other than the plane ticket. Yeah, man. So Bryn's got that memory phone. George McFly, yes, sir, King Cap. Bernie G, I will check out WGT Golf. It's pretty heavy, Bernie. It's, you know, I'm kidding. You'll like it. It's like serious-ass shit. You know, in other words, you're, pain in the ass, you know. Well, do you have the right club and a lot of other shit? And they encourage you to do tournaments and, all that stuff that you resented when you were a kid that they told you that you should do. Like, go on, be in the swim meet. Come on, volunteer for the swim meet. Go, go, go. You know, and you wanted to just, you know, commit homicide. That was the first time you wanted to kill your parents. Anyway, Jeff, John, he misses Bunny Bellhaven's chili. Jacob, I binge watched F is for Family and saw your part, but I was wondering, did you ever see Burr's stand-up? I have never seen Burr stand up, Jacob, but I did hear one of the bits that he did, the famous Dom Herrera disrespect rap that he did that I thought was fucking genius. I loved it. Allie, I won it pooled. Yes, you did, Allie. Bernie G, sweet. Here is Wasey, John 671. Never. He has a Japanese gardening class every day. He wouldn't miss that. King Cap, what up? Are you burning in the desert? George McFly. I heard Walter Bellhaven is planning an escape from Atascadero, says Johnny 671. Well, you should get that news to the authorities because that's serious shit. George McFly, cats are helpful when washing cars. Their fur holds soapy water better than a sponge. King Cap, where are you tonight, Bernie G? Jeff, scroll now working. Good to know. Wasey, Bernie G, he needs his mama. Bernie G, Wasey, give that boy a bib. Oh, says Allie. P, all good. Phil, I was glad to see Maria doing so well so soon after the hip replacement. You're a good guy for helping look after her. Thanks, P. Where are you at? What city are you in? And you know what? Here's the thing about helping an ex. Oh, my God. You wouldn't believe what I just saw. It was like a woman who was just all just. She had like a nose out to here. Forget it. Mr. P, all good. Thank you, brother. Maybe I'm alone, but, you know, when I heard that Maria was going through what she was going through, not just the hip replacement, but going to school, and see, a lot of people tell me I'm a sucker for that shit. They say, Phil, did you really believe that? I go, what do you mean? The part where they said the thing? Well, yeah. What a schmuck you are, man. Why do you believe that? Are you telling me they're lying to me? Yes. 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 But, so I did what I did, you know. There's a whole thing, there's a thing called duty, you know, duty. and you know, you do your duty. You do what you're expected to do. She was my wife, you know, at one time. She's not anymore, but she's still my friend. And she was in a distress, and I was at hand, you see. All right, thank you, P. Wacy, Bill, it's because you're sloppy with your drink. P all good. Weekend, P all good. I hope everyone has a nice, relaxing holiday. Thank you, P all good. You're such a sweetheart. Where are you texting from? Bill, from Phoenix. Hey, Bill, why do I get headaches when I drink these days? It's dehydration, Bill. Drink water. Water. Drink a lot of water, Bill. You'll be all right, man. Drink a lot of water before you start drinking. Don't do it after you start drinking because you'll never catch up. Alcohol does dehydrate, and there is a very, very good there's a very, very good chance that you're not drinking water during your regular days. 85 divisional playoff. I was there. I was at this fucking game. Ah, fuck. Wait, I'm gonna fucking rewind this shit. I was at this motherfucking game. I had season tickets. He had a badass game. 240 yards. 240 rushing. What are the Patriots doing in the middle of this shit? Eric Dickerson, the 85 playoff game was a thing to behold. The Rams were, if it wasn't for the fact that there was a team called the, look at this. Yeah. My man. Goodbye. So the, you gotta let me. Bill, thank you, Bill. I think it's dehydration. Kip, Phil, you have to advocate for fucking everything at the pharmacy. Yeah. P, all good. How is everybody doing tonight? P, we're doing great, brother. Thank you for checking in with us, man. Justin, boss sounds like something that Dave Oliva would call you. Yeah. Hey, Mr. Henry. Hey, Dave, would you park my car? Hey, boss, where's your key? When I hear that, it's usually people asking for a cigarette or a few coins to get a pint of cheap Russian vodka. I don't know, man. I don't know what it is. I know that I don't like it. And I think it's because of what you're referencing. It's like a jail thing. It's affected. I don't want to be their motherfucking boss. Who the fuck? And they're like the, what are you, like on the chain gang or some shit? What are we all of a sudden? We're playing, are we play acting here, man? Here is Woodrow Cortez. What's up, S.A.? Nah, good to see you, Phil. I got hooked when you talked about the fine-looking ladies at your high school and how they were hooked up with hoodlums. If you make a move on one of them, it'd be a knife fight at Griffith Park with her boyfriend, Ruben. Jeff, chat, not scrolling. I guess, Jeff, you're giving people some heads up on the bullshit. Kevin, hey, I knew Tim Metcalf. Duluth, Minnesota. August, hey, Mr. Henry, did Alex ever get that bag back from the airline? No, is the answer. I don't blame him for that. I blame the fucking airline for that. Kevin, thanks, Wacy. Wacy, Kevin, here's to a speedy recovery, Kevin. Jeff, does anybody know the date of the bit where Coach Dozier was spanking it to loud explosions? Lines like, look, look, here's Hiroshima. Ah, come. I think I remember that bit, man. I think I remember that bit. Yeah, for some reason, he was watching TV, and he was digging all the fucking war shit that he was looking at. Kevin, my wife's having surgery next week, hysterectomy. Recoup time of 2 weeks. She'll be listening to a steady diet of podcasts while she's recovering. She'll recover a lot faster, man. I can't tell you the number of people who've told me that when they listen to a Phil Henry show, either a, you know, a classic podcast or our show, that the recovery time is much, much faster and or shorter. And this is true. I'm telling you the truth. The other absolutely stone cold truth that I will tell you is the very first time when I heard this, I was overcome with emotion. I'm not kidding you. I'd never heard this before in my fucking life. But a guy writes me a letter when I was in Minneapolis, and he said the first time, he said my wife had been in an automobile accident, and she was in a coma, and I was thinking, let's pull the plug because this is costing a lot of money. And then he said, I'm kidding. No, he didn't. He said, my wife was in a coma. And the first time I heard her laugh when she came out of the coma was listening to your show. Now, I'd never heard anybody say that to me before. And I was just, you know, I don't know, man. It was really heavy for me. Maybe I'm being a big ass pussy, but so anytime anybody tells me that, now I know you're talking about a hysterectomy here, Kevin, and I don't want her to be, you know, at all physically, at risk. I'm sure she won't be. But can you just, when you're playing my show and she's laying in bed, can you just go, you know, just put it on a little bit for me, man. Kevin Hampton. Okay, dude, I made it. What's up, Phil? Hey, a lot is up. I got something up for you. However, there's all kinds of shit, man. You miss out, you snooze, you lose. But there's a lot of shit that's going on, and I'm sure you'll be filled in forthwith. Eric, long live Lloyd Bonafide. Yes. How do we bring him back, man? God damn it. Michael from Toronto is with us tonight. Just checked in at 9:21. Mike, I hate Boss, says Fret Buzz, because of the self-indulgent raps of Bruce Springsteen. Aha. Wacy, August. Thanks, August. August, Wacy, congratulations. Eric, has Margaret Gray done any ugly baby makeovers lately? I don't know. That sounds like a bit that we did once, right? Eric, has Margaret Gray... Oh, Eric, I already talked to you, Eric. I don't give a shit about you, Eric. All right, let's go down the... Let's go right on down our little line here. Let's see. Allie, May, L. That coma story, Phil. Oh, you love the coma story. Thank you, L. It's true. It is a true story. That was the first time that happened. And I got to tell you something. There haven't been a lot of coma stories since then. But since that day, I would get stories like, and they really, are you kidding me? I would be truly amazed. I got one from a guy that said, I was in the deepest, darkest depression of my life. I'm telling the truth. When I listened to your show, I would listen every day. It pulled me out of this horrible depression. And, you know, I began to think, well, I have power. Power far beyond anything. No, I started thinking, I never thought that I was that good or that funny. I hoped that I was entertaining people. I never in my wildest dreams thought, some cat's like in the pit of depression and I'm pulling him out, or some woman's laughing when she's in a coma. I always just thought, you know, let's throw some laughs at some people and fuck it, you know, move on with the day, man. You know, you make your living that way. But since I heard those two things, I now think,
you think you're God? I am God.
No, I you never want to think of yourself as being all that great, because you'll find out very quickly, no, you aren't. You know, my wife came out of a coma when she heard your comedy. It's the greatest in history. Do you have the results of the Hall of Fame? Yes, Bill Handel made it in. You didn't. Now, anyway, but thanks a lot, Phil. All right, James Kaufman. Phil, the slow rap on today's show was so bad it was good. It was bad. It was fucking bad. Allie says, yes, please, Dr. Jeff. Martin Taraz, General Shaw sounds a lot more angry now and not at all like Lloyd Bonafide, who sounds very old. Yeah, you know, I think the general is pissed. Kevin, funny shit from the Miami days when you'd fuck with the callers like they were on a... Uh-oh. Like they were on a different show or you were your own call screener. Hmm. Well, yeah. Kevin, listen to a few more shows. You need to probably get up to speed a little. Jeff, any BSP or I'm offering free Appletini rectals. What a weird ass. I'm just that nice, says Jeff. Justin, Phil, you've helped more people than you think, including myself. Well, I mean, I'm not looking for any, you know, I hope you know that I'm not looking for anybody to, I appreciate that though, man, but I'm not looking for love in all the wrong places. I'm looking for love in all the right places, which ain't here. You see, no. I just wanted to share that. But I appreciate very much, you know, what you said there, Justin. Rory McLeod, Don Berman in the hospital visiting L. Ron Martin. who's in a coma but still making cappuccinos in his hospital bed. Ronnie, today I listened to Vernon when he got a hard-on in old spandex biker shorts talking to a 15-year-old about, about backdoor sex. Left my back door off. He had a hard-on. What a sick piece of shit. There ain't nothing like fucking pederast humor, huh? Kevin, LOL, Jeff, Winston Churchill recipe for a martini, pour a glass of gin and not, wait a minute, man. Pour a glass of gin and look at the bottle of vermouth. That's a fucking martini. I love that humor. It's not humor. Who's the guy? Was it James Bond who said, shaken, not stirred? You know. That's a beautiful quote, but do people know what that means? I was married to a shaken, not stirred martini gal. And Maria said that you want to shake that motherfucker so much that... By the way, there's Eric Dickerson as a member of the goddamn Indianapolis Colts. Fuck him. Just kidding around, Eric. Well, not really. What you want to do is you shake the shit out of that so you have little ice chips in your martini. That's what makes it a beautiful thing. So I'm told. Jacob says, you pulled me out, my friend, like you were talking about. Martin Taraz, you told me, you pulled me out, my friend, like you were talking about. Well, Jacob... Thank you. Bless you. Martin Taraz, and why is it that with a lying president in office, we're not hearing more from Don Parsley? You know what, brother? I got to tell you something. I got to respect everybody. I get a lot of fucking pushback from people politically, regardless. And, you know, I have to ask myself, you know, what am I doing here, man? I feel strongly about politics. I try to spill it all out on my fucking Twitter feed. And sometimes I don't feel like I did it right that way, you know, but, you know, I have to keep the show as clear of politics as I can, I think, to make it a fucking oasis for people. And I didn't used to do that, I know. And, you know, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. And here comes Eric Dickerson again, cutting back, running into his own guys, straight arms that dude, comes to the sideline, cuts down the sideline, making guys miss tackles all the motherfucking way, running like a motherfucker, vaults over some dude, breaks a tackle. Jesus H. living Christ! apathy, not shitting you. I was in a 17-day coma from the DTs and me yelling at Howard Stern to save me pulled me out of it. What the fuck? Are you serious, man? That's you yelling at Howard Stern to save you pulled you out of it. I hope the fuck you never drink, man. Don't you? If I ever hear about you drinking, I'll kill you. You know what? It's probably wrong of me to be drinking here in front of you. Oh, fuck. Being an alcoholic, man, I don't, you know, Jesus Christ, that's terrible. Jeff, Kevin, I smoked one of his cigars. It was fantastic. I gotta find out who the fuck he's talking about. Winston Churchill. Seriously? Hey, Jeff. If you've done that, man, you've lived. You've lived, boy, you live. Jay Wigton. Jay, how are you? Bud Dickman's a riot. New BSP last 6 months. What's his backstory? I know he has a plate in his head. Hey, Jay, Bud Dickman was riding his motorcycle up 33 toward Ojai, California one fine afternoon when he lost control of it and his head and the bike collided with a very famous oak tree that used to hang over 33. Now, as fate would have it, I went looking for that oak tree about 6 months ago. I was riding around. I decided, hey, fuck it. You know, I'll go up 33 to Ojai to see where that tree is, all ready to take a picture of it. Not there anymore. And, you know, I sort of understand why. The tree sort of went up and then crooked over and then went up again. So this branch here overhung Highway 33. It wasn't low enough to hit a car, but it was low enough to sort of blow the mind of any person just, oh shit, you know, to kind of jack your brain around. It had a big, beautiful orange reflector which I'm sure Caltrans thought, that's all we need, Governor Brown.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's just, don't worry about it, Christ. So I used to look at this tree and think, somebody's going to run into this someday. So I decided to make someone run into it, and that was Bud. And Bud grew from that. The character changed, sort of permutated from a character named Dave Del Wagon into Bud Dickman, but he was always an intern that was working for the show, that was behind the scenes, that sometimes produced it, sometimes screened it, was always saying something stupid. What I tried to do with that character is to make it, to make him, he's not brain damaged in terms of intellect. He's brain damaged in terms of motor skills. That's what I tried to do with him. Now, we had something happen with Bud not too long ago. I can't remember what it was, but there's the story. There's the backstory, my boy. Rory McLeod, I vote for Don Berman and Thunder for Saturday Cinema. Hey, Thunder. This would be Thunder, just... Andy, I second the PHS pulling me out of depression. It's no joke that the PHS is literally the only thing on earth that makes me happy inside every single time, 1,000 times out of 1,000. God damn if you aren't the blessed, my boy. Thank you, Andy. Jacob, sounds like an unintended consequence, Phil. Take it and keep making us feel better. Andy, and I've tried drugs. Well, good. Keith Hampton, Roger Moore coined that one. King Cap, I hear you, hang in there, brother. I hear you, hang in there, brother Andy. Luke D, I keep listening to the On the Water bit with Kip Purnell and Bill Hassinger. 20-minute show, and they never get their lines in the water. Kills me. I got to check that out, man, because I remember doing that. Weren't they chased by some mutants that lived on the other side of the lake? I think they were, you know. Kip Purnell. Hi, everybody. This is Kip Purnell, and this is Saturday Afternoon Fishing. And they throw their fucking lines in the water, and they're all just, like, digging it. And the next thing you know, they're getting buckshot from a family of mutants that lives on a hillside in a mud fucking cabin. And these people are, Jesus Christ, nothing happened to them. There was no scientific experiment. They're mutants because the evolutionary cul-de-sac that they that they lived in just kept them from progressing any further. So maybe it happened. I don't know. Brendan, the secret to a good martini is less vermouth and more olive brine. Also use Navy Strength gin if you can find it. I don't know about a martini. Do they make, they do. They make gin martinis. Maria drinks the vodka ones, man, but she does drink them dirty. If you're ever with a woman who drinks her martinis dirty, you get a real feel for it. You know, she's like, dirty. And you take it and you go to the bartender. Okay, here's what we need. And the guy's like, yeah, she wants it dirty, but don't pour a lot. Just a little. Yeah, you got it, man. Then you take it back and she throws it in the sink. Rory McLeod, I not do no drugs no more, which is the really the rallying cry of Elcott, the next step. Keith Hampton, R.I.P. Roger. Who? Roger who? Who died? Who died? Bradley, vampires do not exist. Jeff, Winston Churchill once said, I've been accused of being both a homosexual and a horse thief. I can tell you, I've never stolen a horse in my entire life. He really say that? Well, I don't give a shit if he did or he didn't. He did. August, LOL, Jeff. Rory McLeod, a man's got to know his limitations. Luke D, how much does Bud get paid for being on the show? Bud killed the tree, right? Oh, yeah, L, he did. Andy, I agree. Phil's show is a godsend. Aren't you sweet? And I mean that. I don't, you know, Jesus. There's some days I want to crawl under a fucking bench. August, apathy 2673. Damn, and I thought my liver was bad. No coma yet, although I've known people who have been in a coma. Kevin, hey, Phil, gotta go. Hopefully it won't be a long time until my next chat. I can only log on to the chat while I'm on duty at the fire department. Hang in there, and all the best to Maria. Kevin, thank you, man. I'm sorry I missed. He posted that at 9:52. That was 4 minutes ago. Kevin, bless you, man. Thanks. Frank, Allie, when will you be in Vegas? John, 761, they say Bobby Dooley took advantage of Bud. August just burped. Edward, secret agent man. August, going to a baseball game on Monday for the first time with my dad. Who are you going to go see, man? I got to go see my Dodgers this year, man. They're kicking fucking ass. I had no idea. You know, I've been just sort of blowing the Dodgers off every season because they suck year in and year out. But this year, they may have a ball club. So this cat Dave Roberts, man, unreal. Jeff, dear Phil, can you bring back the wonky-eyed poet? Oh, that's right. Yonder doth the head hang heavy and shirts are half off. This guy had a wonky eye, so he'd say, should I be married? Should I be good? Astound the girl next door with my velvet suit and Faustus, there's a kid going across the street and he was hit by a bus. So in other words, okay. Luke D., Purnell and Hassinger were fishing for dag traps. You get 1,000 of them and you have a decent lunch. Yes, they were getting shot at. Dag traps, you get 1,000, you have a decent lunch. Apathy. Day drinking was fun but leads to all day drinking. Suddenly you're a stinky, shaky drunk. I got jaundice, I had to quit, and then 4 days later, DTs. Make friends with your neighbors. I got a ride to the ER before psychosis. Holy shit, dude. No, brother. No. Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that. No, man. Alcoholism is a disease. It is an allergy. It really is. That's what I believe. And you gotta put down, man. And friends of mine and people I know, I don't drink around them. If I'm with my diabetic friends, I'm not sitting there eating motherfucking chocolate bars. Do I eat chocolate bars? Sometimes, you know. It's really unfortunate, I think, that alcoholism causes, well, it's not unfortunate. It alcoholism, especially if you go to AA, are you going to AA? I hope you do, because AA is the most successful drug treatment program in history. In history. AA. So I'm sure you do, man. I'm probably not telling you anything you don't know. Here's Brent. I'm doing volunteer work for a furry convention in November about an hour south of Perth, so this chat will be the sanest thing I do between now and then. A furry convention? Luke D., a.k.a. Dean Freakin' Wheeler. Jeff, loved that bit, Wandering Eye Poetry. George McFly, Webow was here. Rory McLeod, I don't think Roger Moore made up Shaken, Not Stirred. No, Sean Connery did, or whoever wrote for Sean Connery did. I'm looking at a mongoose. This is a mongoose special on Nat Geo. What is this shit? There's some weird fucking animals out there, man. That's some weird motherfucking animals. I'd like to show you, but it's on the wrong. Oh, it's a comedy bit that Anderson Cooper was doing. I'm looking at mongooses ripping snakes apart and other creatures just tearing each other in half. And it's in the middle of the fucking desert. And there's all this shit. And then they cut to Anderson Cooper and he's like this. And it says, you know, a comedy bit. Now, what is this shit? Come on, bitch. Okay, I dig. Oh, you know what, man? Everything is all fucked up. I can't show you this. This is the Pulse of Orlando. This is Anderson Cooper doing Missing the Point, so I don't know. I don't know how this all got jacked over, but it did. August, the Blue Wahoos, LOL. Frank, Dodgers, Indians, World Series 2017, that'd be a great fucking series. I would like that Frank. Dodgers and Indians. Dodgers and Indians. That would be a fucking old school, not that it ever happened before, those are two old fucking Major League Baseball teams. That would be a beautiful thing. I would love that shit. Pensacola AA team says, August Alley. Good night, folks. Bye, Alley. Alan Grooms has joined us with 2 minutes to go in the fucking hour, and now he's gone. James Kaufman, bye, Alley. Luke D says the Astros will be there. And Roy McLeod, I have to find the Bobby Dooley bit where there's a peeping Tom at Western Estates, and she was worried that he wouldn't have anything good to look at. Oh, are you serious, man? You got to find that one for me, please, in the name of everything holy. Please do. That's it for tonight's show. And I want to ask all of you to join us for, you know, our live streaming show on Sunday night. And join us for all of our shows, as well as our BSP chat next week. There's a lot of shit going on, and I can't think of half of it. But I know that you guys will. What is this on behind me, man? Is this... Yeah, the whole commemoration of Pulse is happening, so that blows. It doesn't blow, you know, blow, but it blows. Well, it's sort of, you know what I mean. All right, sports fans, thank you very much. This is Phil Hendry. We'll see you later. Oh, there's Anderson.
I used to play around with hearts, hastening at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
The next day she was gone, and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart. Won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool.